AM 700 KBYR, Anchorage. It's time for Conversations Unlimited with your host, Dave Stroh.
Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce to you my co-host for this next hour, Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage and in Scottsdale, Arizona. He believes that the body has a tremendous power to heal itself and that it just needs no interference for better health. He joins us now at our studios at 9th and Gamble. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, David.
Dr. Kersey, there is a lot of attention paid these days to staying heart healthy, training your brain, and promoting bone health. You seldom hear, though, about other vital organs and how to promote their health and function, despite the fact that these organs are very important to our body's overall health. For example, kidney disease and failure affects millions of people every year, but seldom do you see commercials on television about how to stay kidney healthy. You don't see that. So, can chiropractic care help to relieve kidney problems? That is the topic of our first conversation this morning with Dr. Kersey. What are the kidneys' functions within the human body?
Filtration.
Okay.
Filtration. That's an interesting. You, I think, gave me a statistic a while ago on kidney disease, and I think it was dialysis or something like that. And it's out there, right? But we don't really think about, oh, the kidneys.
No.
And we drink ourselves silly, and we worry about the kidneys and the liver, and we don't think about those. I think it's because we can take our blood pressure and see what our heart is doing and see what kind of blood pressure medication we can be on, and we can take headache medication and all these other things. Those are the things that we can actually just say, oh, I can see what these are doing right now because they're readily available. But that, who goes and gets their kidneys tested for function?
Not very often.
Nobody gets their kidneys tested. I mean, you'll do a blood test and see what your labs say. And but it's the chiropractic point of view on that is that all the body is working together, all the organs are functioning for the benefit of the whole, and we have to make sure all those organs are properly functioning. So we don't want to stress those organs in any certain way, and we want to make sure the nervous system is working so all the organs can function correctly. But there are problems with kidney disease, and what do you do? How do you treat kidney disease?
You don't treat.
I don't treat, so I don't know. Nice job, Dave.
Yes.
See, we're learning together.
Yes, we are.
And I'll probably learn about kidney disease today.
You are. We're going to do a deep dive on this.
Oh, gee, see, and I'm not a kidney I'm not a nephrologist.
Right.
Nephrologist, but I could tell you a little bit about the kidneys.
Why does kidney disease turn so dangerous that it requires dialysis? And there are centers here in town all over the city.
Right. Well, maybe because the momentum is built up. Maybe they didn't check early. Maybe we should start doing blood tests on her. I was talking to a young lady yesterday who's now working for LabCorp, and she said, oh, we have these clinics all over town. So it would be nice to have a little blood test for our patients. Where can we send them? Because we send them to different areas, and they have their medical doctors, and they get their blood test. But it'd be nice to look at the kidney function, the heart function, the liver function, see what's really going on there. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you putting in more toxins than you should in your body? Mm. What kind of did it run in your family? Just because it runs in your family, you don't need to run with it. So let's check and see what kind of problems we had in the family history to see what was going on, to maybe look into our kidney function and see what's happening.
When I put this show together, I found that kidney problems are a growing phenomenon. In the last 10 years, kidney diseases have increased by 16%. Data shows that 1 in 3 Americans is at risk of having kidney disease. Records also indicate that up to 2 million people in the U.S. may have chronic kidney disease, some being undiagnosed. Can we link the human spine to kidney disease?
We can link the human spine to any disease because the human spine supplies nerve supply, the spinal cord, the brain and spinal cord out to every single cell in the body. So when we think about the spine, if we have a dysfunction of the spine, we're going to have a dysfunction of that nervous system underneath where that dysfunction is at the spine going out to any organ. So if it's your upper thoracic going to the lungs, or if it's your mid thoracic going to the kidneys, why not look at that? Mm-hmm. Why not look at the cause of those problems? Maybe it had a dysfunction of nerve. Maybe it had the improper nerve supply to the kidney and it was unable to function properly because it didn't get the right information from the brain. So that could be linked to chiropractic, but I mean, the statistics are there. Why are we checking those things? Well, just because we don't just say, well, let's check all your functions. Well, we should. we should really take a look at all that and see what's really going on with the human body. Because if we just look at one part and we diagnose one part of, oh, you have kidney problems, well, what other problems do you have as well? Because there's got to be something else going on with the entire system, not yes. just the kidneys. So we have to look at that.
Is kidney pain ever mistaken for back pain because of their location?
Oh, yeah. So we do a McBurney's punch test and we check and say, oh, I think I have a kidney problem. So we check those things out and we do our little test and see if see if there's a problem with the kidneys and possibly a kidney infection. And, you know, is there bladder infection? Is there problems with the overall functioning of the person? So we have to look a little deeper. We have to look around that. And then maybe we'll do an adjustment. Did that help? Did that go away? Oh, yeah, that wasn't kidney problem. That was my spinal system that was out of whack. And so we'll see that a lot. And then if it doesn't, we'll check and we'll say, okay, now let's get some other testing going on. So, yeah.
Where is kidney pain typically located because of the location of the kidneys in relation to the spine and back?
So you're going to see that in your low back.
Okay.
And right, you know, just put your hands behind you.
Yes, sir.
Right there. That's the kidneys right
okay,
there.
Cool.
So if you put both hands behind you, and yeah, you'll have that lumbar spine.
They feel good.
Yeah. Good. I'll punch you back. And there is. There's like a little punch test. And you hit that and the pain radiates. And you'll see the difference between regular low back pain and kidney pain.
It's been reported that often chronic kidney disease does not have a cure. Conventional medical treatments for chronic kidney disease is focused on slowing the progress of kidney damage and on measures to control the symptoms. How do you, the chiropractor, approach helping the body to restoring health to the kidneys?
Wow, that's a great question. It's nerve supply. So if we can get that nerve supply going to the kidney and giving it all the information and all the innate intelligence and all that life force is possible to go to that area, possibly will help that area even more. But again, key is what? Prevention and never having those problems in the beginning. So we have to have proper diet, proper exercise, proper sleep, proper function of the entire system so the entire body coordinates together mm-hmm. and adapts to its environment correctly. It's all about prevention. It's all about what you've done in the past. And there are cases of kidney problems without any, I took care of myself and all of a sudden I have kidney problems. All right. So there's got to be a cause. So what was that cause and how can you prevent that cause?
I want to get your opinion. Why in today's modern medicine isn't there more attention to the nervous system impacting our kidneys, our bladder, and urinary tract?
I think that we don't think about that. And we just say, well, you know, it's just the nervous system. It's no big deal. Let's just wait until there's symptoms. And we live in a symptom world. We live in a world where there are symptoms. Like we had a couple patients in there yesterday with their kids and they're like, oh, your back doesn't hurt. You don't need to get adjusted. Oh, wait a minute. This is not about back pain. I was going to say to the kids, to the parents, don't teach your kids that chiropractic is about low back pain because their back doesn't hurt doesn't mean they shouldn't get checked for nervous interference. Mm-hmm. And so the overall thought of back pain or anything else, kidney pain or bladder dysfunction, it all has to do with symptoms. We wait for symptoms to occur before there's a solution or a treatment to the problem. So we would like to say, let's make sure everything's functioning correctly mm-hmm. all the time and making sure that we have that proper nerve supply and then we go from there. And if there is a problem, then we have to figure it out.
The consensus is that chronic kidney disease develops gradually and may not have apparent symptoms until your kidney function is impaired significantly. Because of this, 80 to 90% of all cases of chronic kidney disease may likely go unrecognized. 1 in 3 people have increased risk of being afflicted with this disease in the future. Could we have better kidney health if we had better nervous system health?
I think you could. And also, what did you just say? It's all based on symptoms.
Yes.
So we should get our bodies checked on a regular basis for any kind of dysfunction. And if we see a dysfunction going on in that one area, then we're going to take a little bit better look at what's really going on with the entire system. Because disease processes don't just happen. It is a gradual. It's a momentum. Just like, I didn't do anything to cause this severe low back pain and leg pain going down my leg. I didn't do anything. Well, you did. Let's take a look at your life. And then and let's add it all up and say, okay, this is the straw that broke the camel's back or your back. And this is what happened with your kidneys as well. It's been a process. And you've been ignoring little signs mm-hmm. and symptoms along the way. Little, you know, the signs are better diagnosed than the symptoms, because we have to look what was happening with you. What kind of problems were you having? And now you have kidney problems. Okay, well let's try to prevent some of those things.
When our nervous system is strong and healthy, then is it possible that our kidney health is the same or has a better chance of becoming strong and healthy?
As a chiropractor, I'm going to say that if your nervous system is strong and your nervous system is functioning correctly, all organs have a better chance of having a better function, and especially if we're just talking about the kidneys. Well, if we had that proper nerve supply and we had that and we had some kind of outside influence going on that's causing a kidney problem, maybe we were able to fight that a little bit better because we had a better better nervous system health.
Kidney infection is a common kidney condition. It is a type of urinary tract infection that develops in your bladder and ends up in your kidney after traveling up the urinary tract. Many people deal with reoccurring kidney infections for a long time in their lives. I know they are in my family.
Yep.
They usually try to treat them using antibiotics and prescription medications.
Yep.
If given the right circumstances, could the body heal itself of those infections with guidance from the chiropractor?
Wow. Jeez, Dave.
Yeah, well, I said deep dive today.
Deep dive today. I didn't know I was talking about my kidneys. Here's the thing. Your immune system is a function of the nervous system.
Yes.
And if that immune system is doing its job and your boosted immune system and your body's attacking the organisms that are causing the infection, well, if that's number one. So we have to know that the nervous system is always doing its job, trying to boost that immune system. And something's going on down there that is not working properly, some kind of dysfunction. We see a lot of pelvic floor, bladder problems, all with the female population. Mm-hmm. That's a huge problem. Part of that. Now, where is that located? That's around the L3 area, and that really has a big impact on that. So when we're looking at the pelvic floor, the pelvis, the sacrum, the lumbar spine, we see a lot of those problems reoccurring. And there's a patient who is from here and in Arizona, so I'm seeing them both because that's what we usually do.
See, yes,
our patients from here and there and work together. But a lot of relief from the chronic bladder infections and kidney problems because of that, the chiropractic care. So she gave up on the chiropractic care for a couple of years and things were worse. Now things are better.
Mm-hmm.
We had one young lady who is, I don't know if she's 17, 18 years old. Well, I mean, maybe she's only like 16 years old now. But she, when she was younger, I'm going to say around 12, she was dealing with constant bladder infections, antibiotics, like 7 different antibiotics, all these other problems, and didn't want to get adjusted. Her mother took her in. All of a sudden, all her problems went away. And she didn't have any more bladder infections, no more antibiotics. And this kid has, and she's not real fond of chiropractic care. She poo-poos getting adjusted, but she doesn't have those problems anymore. But it was her nervous system that wasn't functioning correctly that allowed her, once we got her adjusted and restored normal, that she was able to fight off all the regular things that were happening with her. And I say regular because bladder and kidney problems were a regular mm-hmm. thing for her. So it really made a difference in her life. So if we can take that one person as an example and say, does that function of the nervous system actually make things better? Yes, it does. And that was our nice case study for kidney and bladder infection. And,
absolutely.
You know, if we can, I'll ask her mother if we can share her story. But yeah, that's what we see. And we know that proper nerve supply helps and increases immune function, increases bladder function, increases kidney function.
Should the public have any reservations or concerns about seeking chiropractic care for reoccurring kidney problems?
No. And if you're under chiropractic care and you understand that chiropractic care is about nervous system health and it's not just about back pain or neck pain or anything else, then we should be looking for all people to get their nervous system in order. Yesterday somebody said, well, I didn't know, and we were talking about her baby she just had. Well, did you get, you know, if anytime you want to come in, get the baby checked, mm-hmm. we'll check the baby. Well, why would we do that? Well, as the twig is bent, so grows the tree. Let's make sure the baby doesn't have any problems now so we have no problems later. Same with teenagers, same with adults. Let's make sure the nervous system is always functioning properly because, as we know, a properly functioning nervous system is going to help your health overall.
Dr. Kirchner, how does your training prepare you for the day that someone arrives on your office doorstep with kidney disease?
Well, that's a tough one, right? So we have to, if you arrive at our office with kidney disease, you're already under some kind of other care,
yes.
right? And you're already diagnosed with kidney disease. Your body is now trying to adapt for the and trying to benefit the entire organism.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's going to try to coordinate and make up for that kidney disease. So there's going to be other dysfunctions elsewhere, 90% of the time, right. 99% of the time. So we have to say, okay, you have kidney disease, but just because you have kidney disease doesn't mean that we can't support you in your quest for better health and allow that nervous system to properly function and perhaps get you through that kidney disease better. And I'm not going to say we're going to treat the kidney disease.
We don't treat.
We don't treat. But we're going to make sure that we have as much proper function and innate intelligence going to that area as possible.
Does a subluxation have the power to lessen our nerves' health and the normal function of the organs like the kidneys and the bladder?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great way to put it, because that's what if the nervous system is not getting that proper nerve supply, then it's not functioning right. We know if we kink our a garden hose, I mean, this is old school technology, but you're not getting that proper flow with the light switch, the dimmer. It's like a dimmer switch on your lights. We don't want half our nervous system going to that area. We want it all. We want full throttle going right. going towards that organ or system.
If we are going to talk about the nervous system this morning, then does a healthy nervous system also boost the effectiveness of the immune system? And would a healthy immune system be better able to fight and prevent kidney infections and disease?
Absolutely. So we want to realize what the supreme system is. That's the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So if we know that the nervous system controls all systems, including the immune system, why wouldn't we want that nervous system to make sure that immune system is functioning properly and boost that immune function?
Yes.
We had a lady yesterday came in and said, you helped me through another problem. I'm having a sinus infection after I have COVID. I want to come in. I don't have COVID anymore, which is silly, because I still think patients with COVID should be getting adjusted to boost the immune system, but that we're not allowed. But the patient came in was saying, I want my nervous system to work better, so I want my immune system working better, so I'm here for my immune system today. I mean, that she got it, right? She drove in from a half hour away yesterday to say, I want my immune system boosted. We know that the nervous system does that. We know that we can boost the immune system through the nervous system. I think I answered your question.
Yes.
Yeah.
How concerned are you about the use of over-the-counter or prescription medications, antibiotics, and invasive procedures for the treatment of kidney problems?
Well, it depends how far along you are on your momentum.
Yes.
How much do you have? What are you dealing with? If we can get to those initial stages and try to help that before it gets to be too much, and now just work with it and just deal with it and just deal with the symptoms.
Right.
I think that we really make a benefit in the beginning versus you waited so long that now we can just kind of make you happy.
Are the techniques that you employ, which we know are natural, safe, and effective, just as safe, effective, and powerful as drugs and procedures in relation to kidney problems?
I think, oh, Dave, you're killing me here, because I think that, oh, you're not killing me. I love you. it's about proper function. And if we're trying to get the proper function to the kidney or any other organ, if that nervous system has the opportunity to heal as the body does on a regular basis,
yes,
then let's give it the opportunity. I'm not going to say that we're going to make that change every single time, but we can certainly give it a try for the nervous system to do its job. And it's doing its job every single second. So if that disease process was halted due to better spinal and nervous system health, that'd be fantastic.
If you see a patient and their kidney problems are out of control, or they've grown maybe even dangerous or concerning, will you refer them out?
Oh, absolutely. And again, they're usually working with someone already, and we're going to work concurrently with,
yes,
them to help the patient, because it's all about the patient health. So I'm not going to say, oh, you need to stop all medical care because I can help your kidneys because it's coming from your nervous system. I'm going to say that something's going on here, and we're going to help that nervous system restore health as best as it can. And we know that the body has a tremendous power to heal, so we're going to give it the opportunity. But we're usually going to work concurrently with another provider.
How is it that chiropractic can positively influence our ability to control our bladder and urinary incontinence?
Urinary incontinence, that's a tough one too, right?
Well, I saw a commercial for adult diapers the other day, and they look pretty attractive.
Yeah, you're like, hey
I can wear those.
I could work longer and harder,
yeah,
and just sit there.
You won't
I
see any visible lines.
No, no.
And my jeans. Can you?
Yeah, no, and I can't see them. They look good, Dave. So if there is a, and we have to be careful too. If a patient comes in with Cauda Aquina syndrome and they're losing bladder and bowel function, and that's a tough thing.
We're going to talk about that.
We got to get down the road of emergency care at that point, and we have to make sure that it's going on. But if you're you injure yourself and you're doing some shoveling or something, like we saw 15 people yesterday, it's shoveling injuries. Who's shoveling?
What?
So stop shoveling. And there's the low back pain, and all of a sudden I'm having bladder problems. I'm having some incontinent issues. Well, then we can relate that to the problem that the cause was the shoveling impairing the nervous system in the lower back, which has now caused problems into the bladder and kidney area, and that leads to symptoms. Well, now if we just got in there right away and we said, okay, let's get that nervous system back on track, maybe those problems will go away.
When someone loses control of their bowel and bladder, are we talking severely pinched nerves in certain parts of the spine? And should they not give up hope that those functions can be restored?
Well, yes. They don't ever give up hope that we can have restoration. Maybe there is an infection going on down there as well, because we have to talk about cord infection, nerve infection.
Really?
There's all kinds of different things out there. We had a patient, I don't know how many years ago, probably 20, 25 years ago, 2015, and they came in and they were having groin pain and leg pain, front of thigh pain, all around the L3, 4 area distribution, and did x-rays, showed where the degeneration was down in that area. So that made sense, where you had the disc problem down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then these two people came into my office and said, hey, I'd like to talk about this person. And I said, well, who are you? Well, we're their lawyer. And I said, oh, that's interesting. And could you show us this? And in my naivety, or
yeah, we'll take that.
Is that okay? I said, sure. And I just thought, yeah, I'm going to, it's about the patient. If you have authorization to talk about their stuff, okay, there's the documentation. And here's your x-rays, and let's show the x-rays, and here's this, and here's the notes. And Dr. Foley saw the patient that one time and had his notes. It said, well, the patient has increased bladder dysfunction and loss of bladder function, and referred him out for a consultation with an MRI and did all the proper steps and documented it correctly. And then about halfway through the conversation, I said, Am I getting sued? And they said, not now. You just proved what you did and referred them. The medical doctor actually misdiagnosed and ended up a paraplegic and had a severe infection in the lumbar spine and cord infection. I believe it was a cord infection, and ended up paraplegic, and it could have been treated with antibiotics, and he would have been all right. So you have to know what you're looking at and get him out. And Dr. Foley did a great job saying, this isn't right. This doesn't match everything you matched before. We need to get you out. And he referred them, and then it went downhill from there. But we were saved because we did. So what you're saying is, yeah, when we look at those things and there is a bigger problem, we gotta see what's going on and recognize the problem. And if it's not a problem that we can help, we need to get you out there, because it can be emergency. And especially if you're losing bowel and bladder function, yeah, there's a bigger problem there.
You have mentioned something that I have never heard in my life before, spinal cord infections.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, that's, who knows? It's when your body's resistance is down, anything can happen. Those opportunistic organisms are out there all the time, not just the viruses that we're hearing about. But yeah, you could have an infection, and it could be life-altering.
What is your advice and guidance to a patient who has kidney disease concerning nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise?
They should always be 100% on all the time. Your exercise, your diet, your sleep, all the things that we are talking about on a regular basis need to be part of your repertoire. I mean, that just has to be. It just needs to be part of your game every day. And we talk more about diet, exercise, sleep, nutrition, chiropractic care, all those things, because that's what we want on our side. And
yes,
if we have all those things on our side, then we're going to have a better chance of defeating any kind of disease process coming up later.
If someone is dealing with chronic kidney disease, maybe bladder and incontinence problems, what's the number they can call to Kersey Chiropractic?
569-9355.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our conversation with Dr. Kersey continues after this. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, how do you define longevity in terms of health span? Is it the number of years you live or the quality of life during those years that you live?
Wouldn't it be nice if it was both?
Yes.
Long quality.
I like that.
Adding life to your years, not only years to your life. I think that's what we need to do, is live a life that's long, happy, fulfilled, and better functioning as we get through it all.
Are heart disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and dementia different manifestations of physical decline that attack the body after years of what?
Years of not taking care of yourself.
Okay.
Well, besides the dementia part of it, we call that metabolic syndrome, when you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high sugar, central obesity. Ooh. All those things add up. And a lot of that can be taken care of with diet and exercise. I mean, really, a lot of it can. We talked to a lady about blood pressure yesterday, and she said, I have high blood pressure. I said, what's your blood pressure? Well, it's like 160 over 81. Well, is 81 bad? No, 160 is. Well, when do you take your blood pressure? Only at the medical doctor. I went in there for something, and I said, well, let's take it now. Okay, 131 over 80 over 79 or something like that. And I said, well, that's not high blood pressure. So you have that white coat syndrome, and you're nervous, and your systolic blood pressure is higher. Okay, so then we have to get one of these little things, these little wrist monitors, go to Amazon or go wherever and get one and monitor that and see what you're doing. I mean, the lady was probably 110 pounds soaking wet. She, thin, right? Thin, in great shape, doing everything, but has high blood pressure. So they were talking about blood pressure medication. Well, why would we try to medicate something that's not real true high blood pressure? So, and then we look at that. Then we look at high cholesterol. We say, what is cholesterol doing? Is cholesterol killing you? My grandmother's got high cholesterol. She's 103. Must be killing her. It's not. So we have to look at and see what we can do. If you're in good shape, if your diet is right, if your exercise is right, if you're sleeping right, if you're doing all the things properly, a lot of that metabolic syndrome is decreased. Dementia, that's a tough one. What are you doing to decrease your dementia over time? I mean, what kind of accidents and injuries have you had to the brain and spinal cord to deal with those things? I mean, that's previous injuries that causes dementia. Throwing your baby up in the air and catching him, causing little mild whiplash every time you do that, that can cause dementia later on in life. So there's all kinds of things that can cause the problems. We, again, have to get to the cause instead of just treating the symptoms of, oh, I got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, I got diabetic, type 2 diabetes, I have all these things because I didn't take care of myself. And can chiropractic help? Yes, because we're going to not only adjust the spinal system to get to the nervous system, but we're going to help you and guide you and teach you, hopefully, how to live a better, healthier life.
What's your number for blood pressure that you like?
I took it. Yeah, my favorite blood pressure is 110 over 70. It's a little bit below.
I like that.
Still got 40 millimeters in between the mercury. Yesterday I was hustling yesterday. I was moving and shaking, and I took the young lady's blood pressure, and she's in maybe late 50s, early 60s, and took the blood pressure of her, and I took mine. And mine was super high yesterday. It was 117 over 71. I said, oh, look at that. But that was in the middle of work, so my blood pressure's good.
It is.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, and Dr. Foley always says, you're going to have a heart attack, bro. I'm like, no, I'm not. Look at my blood pressure. So, yeah, it's just a number. It's a moment in time, and how are you functioning? Am I going to live a long, healthy life just because my blood pressure is low? Nah, probably not. I mean, I'm going to live a long, healthy life because of other reasons, but just that number, I mean, I'm not too concerned with that.
You talked about your grandmother who's 103. Does aging have to coincide with getting progressively less healthy into our 80s and 90s?
I don't think less healthy. We're going to slow down. We're not going to be able to do what we did before, but I don't think you have to be less. I think you could be pretty darn healthy later on in life, and just you're going to wear out eventually. And when that is, who knows? And let's be taken out by wearing out instead of a disease process. If we could prevent disease processes from happening, that's what we're all about.
You and I have talked about living a long life. How do we live longer, or how are you going to live longer? And is the long-term use of chiropractic a tool and a solution?
I think that is... it has to be in your tool bag. Okay. You have to have chiropractic in there to have that nervous system functioning at its optimum potential every single day to allow your body's functions to function at 100%. And that's part of chiropractic. We want to keep you moving and get that nervous system flowing every single day. And I think that has to be a part of it. But we have to have the proper diet, the proper exercise, the proper sleep, the proper mental awareness. And that is huge. And we can, one lady was talking yesterday, she's young. She's had headaches, migraines since she was little. And then she's having migraines again. I said, are they true migraines? And we talked about that. And we talked about the neck. We talked about the posture. And then, you know, we talked about the one reduction she had up front. And so, and I said, your posture's still not good. You know, she had breast reduction surgery. And I said, your posture's still terrible. Well, that can't be causing the migraines. And you told me my neck was straight versus a curved neck. Yeah, but we're working on that. And you have to help me out with a better posture, because posturing is huge when it comes to spinal health and nervous system health. And, but she didn't want to listen. And she, she's funny. But that is not going to let her live a longer, healthier life by having super bad posture. Sure. And making her sick. And she's going down a road of negative, 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 everything. I said, do you want to be sick? She said, what are you talking about? I said, well, you're talking like you want to be sick forever. Why can't you work on these things to be healthier instead of, well, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that, I'm going to have it. Stop going into the negative way. Let's stop thinking that direction. Stop making yourself sick all the time.
Is a lot of the problem of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and dementia that we wait to manifest them within, whereas we should be changing our lifestyles earlier in life before those things arrive?
Yeah, and you know it's happening. And it's just, it's amazing when people go, oh, I got diabetes now. Oh, you do. Oh, how about that? You have it just now. It just happened. You didn't have it yesterday, but you went to the doctor, and then today you have it. Did you look at your lifestyle? Did you look at your eating habits? Well, the patient yesterday said, I have diabetes. I like to eat. I said, okay, well, eat better things. Do you have to eat the bad things? But she said, I like to eat. So you're doing it to yourself, and it shouldn't be a revelation that all of a sudden this extra couple hundred pounds that came on over the last couple of years, or 20 years, has now caused me to have type 2 diabetes because I didn't take care of myself. We should be thinking that we have scales and mirrors, and we have the ability to put that food in our mouth or not. And it shouldn't be like, oh my God, I have diabetes now. Well, yeah, you did it to yourself. So let's not do it to yourself. Let's reverse that and do things to help you and get you back on track. And just because you were diagnosed with diabetes today, let's undiagnose you tomorrow because you were going to start doing things healthier.
Are patients ever taken back by your ability to talk straight talk with them?
Yeah, they look at me kind of funny. I try to be nice, but it sometimes, like yesterday, I was yelling all day. I was just in that mood of, come on, man, let's just stop this. Let's face the truth here.
Right.
Yeah, but I won't mention your diet or your weight or your problems that you're having, and I won't really try to push that on you unless you bring it up, because I am a little sensitive, and people do know. And, you know, we talked about knee problems. We were talking about knees the last couple of weeks because a lot of people with knee problems.
Right.
And my knees hurt. I don't know what's causing my knees. You're 340 pounds. Your knees are taking some more gravitational pull than they should. And that just happens to be. So do you want to change that? Do you want to get to the cause of the problem? Or do you want to not do that? And again, yesterday we had another person with knee pain. And it was, oh, I have bone-on-bone knees. Let me see the x-ray. And I thought, show me the bone-on-bone. Well, right here. I said, that black space in between that joint and that joint is not bone-on-bone. That is not bone-on-bone. That is a normal knee. You're having knee pain. Oh, I need a total knee replacement. No, you don't. And so we looked at diet, we looked at the exercises, we looked at doing certain things, mm-hmm. and we looked at doing the foot levelers, the inserts that we have to try to get those knees back on track. But I mean, it was kind of ridiculous.
Are there markers that you see in patients for frailty down the line?
Yeah, mostly poor attitude, poor diet, poor exercise, and that frailty will show up later on, guaranteed.
What is the role of chiropractor? I'm talking one with common sense and simple and holistic intuitive solutions.
Well, the problem with common sense is it's not so common.
Okay.
And the intuitive solutions, it should be apparent. And sometimes they're not. And I think that sometimes people just don't know. And we don't know what we don't know, right?
Well, right.
And if you can go to the chiropractor and he can give you a little guidance, or she can give you a little guidance of what's going on, maybe your know will be a little bit more, and you'll have a little bit more knowledge. And let's just take the lady we were just talking about. She said, well, I'm going to another doctor who's going to talk about gel injections in my knee. Should I go? I said, well, you'll gain some knowledge, won't you? She said, yeah. So I said, well, why don't you gain the knowledge and see what his opinion is? See what you can gain from that. You know what I told you. You know what the surgeon told you. So let's take all that and gain some knowledge and figure out what's going on. Do some research. You're walking. It doesn't look like you're in pain. Well, I'm not always in pain. Well, if you're not always in pain, that should be a sign that there's mm-hmm. probably some benefit to that. So you don't really need a complete knee replacement if you're able to do most things on 90% of the time, except for occasionally I have sharp knee pain. That to me is not a knee replacement. So we have to gain that knowledge. So I think intuitively, I think she knows that she shouldn't have a knee replacement, but she's looking for some kind of answer. So I think I answered some of your question there.
How do you get patients to need less medications as they age?
Let's take my grandmother on no medication.
Wow. Right?
None. Zero.
Amazing.
Nada.
103.
103. No medication. I think it's, I had to take ibuprofen today because the pain was a little tough. Did you have to take ibuprofen today, or you chose to take ibuprofen today? I'm on blood pressure medication because I was a little bit higher than normal. Mm-hmm. Did you need to take that, or did they ask you if you want to take that, and you took that, and that was your choice? So I think it's all about choices of what you want to do. Do you need to be now? If you have kidney problems, or a disease, or are you going to be on some medications? Yeah, your thyroid got taken out. Or do you need thyroid medication? Yeah, you do because there's no more thyroid. So there's certain things that you have to do because you have certain conditions. But if we can encourage a healthier lifestyle from youth to older,
yes,
then we can say less medications are going to happen if you maintain a healthier lifestyle. It just makes sense.
What would you say is the biggest challenge you face as a chiropractor in today's, I'll put it out there, medical environment?
The chiropractor versus the medical doctor. I said, so he has an MD after his name. I have a DC after my name, Doctor of Chiropractic Medical Doctor. Excuse me, I choked on my coffee. Who are you going to listen to? You should listen to yourself. You should take that information from everywhere and make your own decision. But just because they have a different degree behind their name does not mean they are correct. Just because I have a degree after my name doesn't mean I'm correct. But let's get all the opinions. That's a big one. He told me this. Well, okay. Well, I told you this. Who's right? Who knows? But let's make your own decision. That's a big thing. I think thinking that the chiropractor doesn't have the knowledge of everyone else, well, we do. And that's a tough one.
Have you ever seen a medical doctor in your practice as a chiropractor?
All the time.
And what's their general reaction?
Fine. Yeah. They understand nervous system health.
Yes.
They're there for their reasons, and they come in. We have lots of medical doctors that get adjusted. We have a lot of dental world people in our practice because they're in a situation all day bent over and having for years and years and years. So we see them all. I don't have anything. I have tons of friends that are medical doctors and we get along and we are all doing the same thing as yes. trying to benefit the patient. But sometimes there's an opinion that differs and we agree with that. My opinion is this, your opinion is that. That's great. No problem.
Do chiropractors still have the time or take the time to help people determine what's necessary for them to improve their health and their life?
Oh, I think that's the biggest part of chiropractic because when we're seeing you, you go to a medical doctor. He says, here's your problem. Here's your prescription for this. Mm-hmm. You need to take this once or twice or three times a day for the next however long. Chiropractic may be a little bit different. Okay, here's your problem. In order to get rid of the pain or problem that you're having right now, it's going to take this long. We're going to see you this many days a week for this many weeks, and we're going to see you on a regular basis. So as we see you and we get to encounter you on a regular basis, now we're able to instruct and talk about your lifestyle and your changes you need to make during the times that we see you versus the medical doctor that just gives you a prescription mm-hmm. and you come back for a checkup and see how you did with that. Well, we get to actually be there along the road with you. So yes, we're going to kind of coach you along of what your daily activities of daily living are, how we're going to change those things to benefit your entire life.
Dr. Kersey, with society's quest for ultimate wellness, are you ever taken back by their sometimes refusal or their unawareness, and I'll even say it, maybe ignorance, that chiropractic will help them acquire the wellness that they so desire.
Yeah, and it's there, right? And they, some people just don't want it. And we see, they tell us that we see about 8 to 10% of the population. So that means about 8 to 10% of the population understands the benefits of chiropractic care, and 90% of the people out there in the world are living without restoration of their nervous system. It's mind-boggling. And I know the number's got to be higher, but because we encounter people every day that have no problem with, oh, yeah, I understand what chiropractic is about. So it's tough, but it is an ignorance of what chiropractors can do. And whether it's in, like, a medical doctor was here the other day visiting Anchorage, right? And had severe medial epicondylitis, golfer's elbow, right? Not tennis elbow, but golfer's elbow. And he couldn't flex his forearm to his arm, right? So he couldn't bend his arm, like make a bicep curl. And he said it's been going for like 4 months. Adjusted his elbow. He texted me the other day and said, "Dude, you fixed my elbow. I couldn't lift up a gallon of milk for the last 4 months." And can chiropractic help with elbow pain? Yeah, we can. So it's an awareness of what's really going on out there. And can a chiropractic help? Can chiropractic care help with this, that, and the other thing? Well, ask your chiropractor. Find out. Take a conservative approach to health first, without drugs and surgery, and see what you can do. And that's where we can decrease the ignorance and just actually have an open mind and say, "Wow, chiropractic care, that makes sense. That why wouldn't I do conservative first before I did something more invasive?"
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our conversation with Dr. Kersey will continue after this. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stern. Dr. Kersey, why is chiropractic care a different path to longevity?
Oh, why is it a different path? Because we don't rely on drugs and surgery, and we don't rely on anything but the human body to restore normal. I think that's the biggest difference.
Are we living in an age where our environment is established to support our health and wellness?
We are, and we have to choose that part of it because it's there. It just has to be chosen. We're also in an environment that can be chosen for drugs, illegal drugs and substances and every other toxin known to man. We have the choice to choose between the two, and we have to make better choices. I think that everything is available to us. Good and bad.
I've hit you pretty hard today with this chiropractic stuff. Let's go light here a little bit. Hey, is there anything you miss about the street that you grew up on?
I miss the neighborhood that let the kids just fly around the neighborhood and just do it. Remember when you were a kid, you could just go down the street and just
I'll
hang out? See you later. I'll be back around dinner time. Whenever. I that's fearful now. I mean, I have to go down my clinic. I have to kick out everybody that's camping out in front of my clinic today. So, I mean, it's tough. I don't, the safety of the youth that we had is not there. And, you know, I grew up in Jersey, but it wasn't like, I wasn't in inner city. It was suburbs in Jersey.
Right.
So it wasn't like I was, it was a nice neighborhood.
What do you remember most about the home you lived in?
Oh,
when you walk through the front door.
When I walk
in
now, I'm like, was it really this small? Was everything this tight? Because when we were kids, you had four kids growing up in that home, it was no big deal. But now you go back, you're like, it's cramped. I can't move in here.
And your folks still live there?
Oh, yeah. Same house since 1968, I think.
Unbelievable. Yeah. How do you describe the magic of that area growing up?
Oh, just a little bit different. We think about South Jersey. We think you think about Jersey. Oh, it's terrible. Tomatoes. I just had a Jersey tomato back home. It's just delicious. The corn, the blueberries. Blueberries. I was just eating blueberries by the handful, and they're Jersey blueberries. They're incredible. So the fruits and vegetables I grew up with, I think I missed the most because it was always readily available. Fruit, and vegetables that were just always there. We always had them readily available, and I just miss fresh fruits and vegetables.
And what's the one thing you learned on the streets of your hometown?
Communication. I think when we meet somebody, it was always nice to greet somebody. I think that was wonderful back there. It was always friendly.
That is fantastic, Dr. Kersey. Thank you for sharing
your
story.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for asking.
And I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us and your knowledge. If you would like to live a life of better health, you can call Dr. Kersey at what number, my friend?
569-9355.
That's both for Anchorage and in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, we go back and forth a little bit.
Dr. Kersey will join us again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another Conversation Unlimited. I'm Dave Stroh. Have a good week.